Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quizzle, this is the podcast that has all of the answers, all of the questions, but history's proven very few of the answers. I think I'm Kyron Wheatley, and my guest today, Aidan Jones.
G'day, mate.
I've said that too many times to be forgetting that.
What, Aidan Jones? Or
no,
my guest
the thing at the start.
Oh, your
my little intro.
I was like, I don't think you've ever introduced me.
No, I haven't.
No,
this is the very first time. How did I go?
Yeah, it was sick, man. It was good. I liked it. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I guess people probably don't fuck up Aidan Jones all that much.
Not verbally, but when they write it down, they fuck it up all the time.
Yeah. How?
A-I-D-E-N. It shouldn't make me angry, but really, I fucking hate it so much.
I'll just check that that's not what I've written down.
You might have done. I don't know, but it's such a petty thing to get angry over.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being big by
because people say my name wrong all the time.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. How do they say it?
Kieran.
Kieran. Yeah.
But that, you know, it happens so often that correcting people is really dull.
I know what you mean.
Have you listened to this show before?
I've not. Yeah.
So
sorry, I don't know.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Quizzes aren't for everyone, and I assume that's why people don't like listen to this. It's the quizzes that puts people
quizzes.
Off.
Yeah.
We have a brains trust here to help you with the quiz today.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet them.
Great, let's do it now. First of all, it's a big hello to Hi Nancy.
Well, hey there.
Lovely to have you here. Hi.
I'm so excited to be here as an emoji. It's very exciting.
You're
to
an
be.
Emoji.
That's it. I'm just an emoji.
Which emoji are you?
I'm the face with the two love hearts for eyes.
Oh, that beautiful. I use that one quite a bit.
Oh, well, that makes me feel special.
Mm. Also, I feel like my mom and like her friends use that one quite a bit.
It's a common emoji.
It's sort of a boomer emoji, that one, isn't it?
Well, I'm a boomer myself.
Are you now?
I've been around for many years.
Do you have a large property portfolio?
I sure do.
Can I ask you a question, Hi?
Of course you can.
If you're the love hard eyes emoji,
yeah.
How does... Surely you don't feel like that all the time.
Oh, that's a good question, Aidan. Well, sometimes I don't, but have you got a job?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I work removals.
Oh, you do removals?
Yeah, I do removals with Luca.
Oh, well, you really do have
man
a job.
With a van, yeah.
Oh, I turn up in a lot of his messages.
Do
ya? Oh, he loves using me.
Yeah, he's a real softie, isn't he?
On every email.
But you feel like you're dodging the question. Do you ever get sad?
Well, if I were to tell you that I did, then I'd be a different emoji, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't trust the love hard eyes thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you don't moonlight as a different emoji sometimes?
No, absolutely not.
No.
It would be a total crisis of identity for me to have a tear on my face.
Totally. Well, thank you, Hi Hi, for being here. But the Brains Trust doesn't end there, Aidan. There's also the owner and operator of Jacked Brides and JackedBrides.com. It's Ray Sharp.
Ray Sharp here, owner, operator, Jacked Brides, JackedBrides.com. Aidan, let me ask you the big question. Do you have a loved one?
No, unfortunately.
Do you think, would you ever like to get married?
I'd love to get married.
Now, and you've met that special someone. Let me tell you, there is nothing more beautiful than watching that special someone walk on down the aisle and they are absolutely jacked to the max. Okay? Nothing more beautiful. I want, and what I'm talking about is not just like, oh, yeah, they're fit. Nah. We're talking about traps for a neck.
Okay. I'm actually...
Winged brides.
We're talking about lats. She'll have to... Or they will have to walk in to the door sideways to get in because their lats are going to be so fucking cut.
So that's... You said he, she, or they. So you don't see gender, do you, Ray?
Absolutely not. I just see brides and I just see jacked brides.
I'm hoping to find actually the person who I end up, you know, spending the rest of my life with. I want them to be really small and then, you know, like blow up on the wedding day and then shed that. So it's like the wedding dress just for one day. Huge.
Get huge.
And
then
Would you ever consider servicing somebody who didn't have a body, such as an emoji head?
I've never come across this. And if I could be doubly honest, the fact that you are sentient is, it's sort of flicking a switch in my mind that I don't think I'll ever be able to flick off. It's kind of broken my mind. And after this, you know, I'm sure, you know, the world's changed. It's opened up. It's like finding out that, you know, witches and wizards actually exist. And, you know, what we've been living in is a lie and everything is just an illusion. So, you know, it's definitely raising some existential questions on my end. What is life? What is it all about? But one question that I know the answer to is how to get your brides as jacked as possible.
Great.
Okay?
Ready for a quiz?
I love a quiz. That seems like the perfect logical endpoint to this discussion.
Let's dive in. Question number one. The Many Saints of Newark is a prequel film to which long-running television series?
Is that The Sopranos?
Watch a lot of TV during lockdown?
Nah.
No?
Not a big TV guy, to be honest.
Really?
Or movies.
What did you do for 2 years?
I love podcasts. I like going for walks.
Not this podcast.
No. When I say podcasts, I love specifically two podcasts.
Okay.
WTF with Mark Maron and the Monday Morning Podcast with Bill Burr.
Like Mark Maron and Bill Burr.
I like Mark Maron and Bill Burr. Yeah. And the podcast that they do. Yeah.
I exclusively listen to Joe Rogan.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you don't see gender.
You know, I don't even know the word. I don't even know the name, what that even means. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is it about Joe Rogan that you like, Ray?
I think he's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a funny guy, isn't
he? I reckon he's fucking hilarious.
Funny,
you ever seen his stand-up?
Contemplate.
Real funny guy. You ever seen news radio? So funny. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Because he's started these days. He's getting into politics these days, isn't he? He's got some political opinions. Got some thoughts on the virus that's been going around.
Yeah, well, you know, around. That's satire, though. It's all just satire. You've got to be a high-level operator in order to get that. And Ray Sharp from Jack Brides at JackBrides.com is definitely a high-level operator. Ray Sharp. Ray Sharp will get you cut.
Everyone was just pointing there. That was just a crucial point.
Yeah, did one of those.
I've seen ads on bus stops.
Yeah.
Are you on the bus? Because it reminded me, are you on the bus stop?
Shirtless.
On the back of the bus stop?
You're shirtless on the bus.
Yeah. That's me. You've probably seen me. You've probably been like, oof. Who's that?
I stop. I feel like you're pointing at me. It's
I try to imagine that.
I just stop
and
I go, fucking, am I a bride?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
do
exactly.
I want to get
jacked? And you could be a bride and you can get jacked with Jack Bride and jackbrides.com.
I mean, you got to do everything you can to get the word out, don't you? You got to get the message out.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, that's why you're here today.
Absolutely.
You're on the bus stop. What are some of the most, you know, wildest spots that you've popped up to get a bit of publicity?
Yeah, I don't know. I just pay a dude and he says, I'll get it done for you. And I don't ask questions, you know.
Yeah.
Once I think I saw you on the back of a toilet stall.
Yeah, again, what were you doing on there? That's raising more questions for me. Like,
I was on somebody's phone.
Was texting you.
I can see
I'm so confused.
Phones.
Does that mean that you know, go to the toilet? Does that mean, do you have organs inside there?
Yeah.
The more I look at you, it's like a cosmic horror. You know, like I've seen and I've seen into the abyss, and I'm slowly feeling the grip of my sanity, you know, fade away.
Much like a Joe Rogan podcast.
My only experience of Joe Rogan is through his podcasts, yeah. When I sometimes appear on the description.
So you get used.
Yeah, I get used by Joe Rogan.
Yep.
So when somebody uses me, I get an insight from their phone into their face.
So you've sort of seen a little window into everyone's lives.
Ask me anything, I can tell you.
What's Kim Kardashian been up to lately?
Last time I saw her, she was watching TV in her bedroom with Kanye West.
Oh, so it's been a while.
So it's been a while since she's used me. Yeah. But I'm hoping to pop up soon to confirm dating rumors with Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Well, at least you stay up to date with current events.
I do. It's very important.
Shall
we
put the Sopranos?
Yeah, the Sopranos.
Question number two.
The Sopranos.
Which river runs through Florence, Italy? Which river runs through Florence, Italy? It must have been a while, but have you been to Europe before?
Yeah, but I've never been to Italy. I don't know this one. I have no idea.
Do you know any European rivers? You got the Seine.
That's
through Paris.
You got the Volga. That was the first one that came to mind. Is that in Russia?
Not sure. What about the Brainstrust?
Danube in Vienna.
Danube. That could be it. Could that be it?
It could be the Danube. Have you?
Do you reckon? Is Florence in the north of Italy?
It's in the middle of Italy. Yeah. I know because I've popped up there a few times.
Middle of Italy.
That's just in the middle of
Italy. Some art historian sending texts.
That's it. Sometimes they use me and I think...
Say like, what did you think of Michelangelo,
they'll say, oh, did you see the statue of David? Love heart emoji.
Has jacked brides taken you overseas? Have you had to go to overseas fairs of other bride conferences? They have all the bride...
I can't go overseas, okay? Because, you know, these other countries, they won't let me in. Mm. You know, just because, you know, sure, okay, I've got a colourful past, it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm not a criminal anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, people can reform, and I found my salvation in getting brides as jacked as possible.
Mm-hmm. And did that start inside?
Yeah. You know, I was like...
Because it's rare to have a prison wedding, but I imagine they do happen.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this one bride came up to me and he's like, listen, I've got to marry this dude or he's going to kill me. And so I was like, you need to get jacked up. And we sure enough, absolutely nobody messed with that bride after that.
Yep, absolutely jacked.
Yeah.
And that's the kernel of the idea. You're like, there's something in this.
There's something in this.
But you've never been to Florence or...
Nah.
No.
Nah, wouldn't... No. Yeah. Can you believe it?
No.
I'd love to go to Atlantic City, though. City that never sleeps.
Oh, I never sleep as an emoji.
Yeah, again, when you look at me, I feel like crying.
But which river runs through Florence in Italy?
The Florentina River.
Shall we put Florentino?
Florentina River.
We'll put that in hope.
I knew a bloke called Florentino and he didn't sleep for at least a month.
Question number three. When referring to pheasant or quail, a brace equals what number? When referring to pheasant or quail, a brace equals what number? How many pheasant in a brace?
Look, I don't know at all.
Why?
But
why don't you know that? That hasn't come up.
Idiot. In all my years hunting, like,
man with a van has never had to move 10 brace of quail.
10 brace. That does sound nice.
You know,
to say.
Doing removals. I bet people come up to you and they go, bet you don't need to go to the gym.
Oh, all the fucking time, man.
And then they go, bet you're good at Tetris.
Yes, correct.
Even though they're actually completely different. Like Tetris is a computer game and it's 2D.
The side of our trucks has like professional Tetris on it.
Yeah.
So when people come with that joke, you just point at the truck and go like, sick, man.
Yeah.
So do you send your brides to do removals as part of the program?
I'm thinking about it. Maybe get some kickbacks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get the brides in.
Yeah, they
get,
well, they might have like a bit
bride
of back pain
with a ride.
As well.
It's all core work, you know. It's about core and legs. So that's the main thing. You need to bend with those legs, let them do the lifting. Mm. And also balance, because I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you have to get like one of them big fridges in, you got to open those doors up and you got to swivel and pivot.
Yeah.
It's an absolute nightmare. And then you end up damaging the floorboards.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
Have you done removals before?
Oh, well, you know, not officially. But,
more off the back of a truck than into the truck.
You sound like you've got a real knowledge of the industry, to be honest, Jack.
Well, you know, when I put my mind to something, and I did have a colourful past, you know, and I will admit that, but, you know, I was pretty good at emptying a house, you know, pretty quickly. So.
Yeah. Double door fridges.
There's some good stuff.
The black market for double door fridges must be
one of those ones that you got to hook up. You ever had to, like, in the dark, go in and unplumb one of them ice makers?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's a nightmare.
Never had to do that. Yeah. Often the customers will just turn the light. Oh, I mean, we do it in the daytime.
Yeah, right. So. Okay, yeah. Well, that would be easier, I suppose.
Yeah. But you've got permission, don't you?
No, yeah, we do have permission. I don't know why you've inferred.
Listen, I don't know. I can't say whether I did have permission or not. You know, that's not something. That's
and
not
why would
me.
You? I mean, it's assumed that you would if
exactly.
you're doing the
you know,
movies.
That's a different time now.
Have you had to move house? Have you ever needed the services of a removalist, Tyho?
No, I don't have a house.
No, you don't have a house.
No, and I've never used a service because I don't have any needs.
Yeah, right.
All my existence is there to serve other people's needs and convey their emotions. You could say I'm a
emotion.
Very...
How do you feel when someone deletes the app, the emoji app?
The emoji app?
Like, because for me, it's just I updated my phone and it's gone. Like, I can't get to
can
the emojis at the moment. Yeah, you can
well,
get rid of them.
Well, that explains why I can't see what you're thinking right now.
Mm.
Because usually when I've been in someone's phone, I know a lot about them. You know, I get a lot of their data, which I harvest and send
on. I guess
on.
we're quite exposed.
Yeah, you're like TikTok in that way.
Yeah, I am.
Except you're the data that you get doesn't go to the CCP.
No, absolutely not. But the CCP love me. They do.
And do they get in touch?
Oh, yeah. Just yesterday I was in the hands of a CCP high-ranking member.
Do you get paid? Do they pay you?
Nobody ever pays me because I don't need money because I don't have any needs.
You got no concept of money.
That's it. I don't have a concept of money. I don't have a concept of anything.
How does that feel to not need anything?
Well, because I think you're projecting your own human thoughts onto
me.
I can't tell you how it feels because I don't have emotions other than... For other so people, sort of, I'm a vessel.
I've been feeling like Ray's kind of overreacting the, you know, how hard... But I think I'm kind of coming around to
your side. Yeah,
you're
not thinking hard enough
on really
it. Like
it's really frustrating to interact
if emoticons
with someone
that
doesn't
exist.
Want anything or need anything and essentially is nothing.
God.
Tell me,
God.
Aiden.
I mean,
you're
a God, effectively.
Have you ever heard of Buddhism?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've heard of Buddhism.
Have you considered trying it?
I don't know. What does that mean, to try Buddhism?
I don't know, but my dad's doing it. How many pheasant in a brace, though, you reckon?
Two, because when you score two goals in soccer in the newspaper the next day, they call
don't
it a brace.
Don't need to know why. Question four. Which Canadian-born actor recently became the oldest person to travel into space?
Oh.
Yep.
You're onto this one, Ray, are you? You know this one.
Captain Kirk.
William Shatner?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Star
right.
Trek.
Did you see his little chat with Jeff Bezos when he got on back down on Earth?
Yeah, Bezos is sick, man. I love him.
Yeah.
He's so funny, man.
Yeah.
He's so funny,
good
dude.
Good-shaped head.
Real funny guy. Like, two of the funniest people, I reckon, are Joe Rogan and Jeff Bezos.
Do you want to put William Shatner?
Yeah, let's put William Shatner. Go on. For some reason, I trust this guy more than I trust the emoji.
Well, what do you say about it? What do you reckon?
Well, Bezos means kisses in Spanish is the only thing I have to say, and I know that from the kissing emoji because she told me.
So his name's Jeff Kisses.
Jeff Kisses.
Jeff Kisses in Spanish.
Yeah, Jeff Kisses. Yeah.
That's funny.
Did you enjoy your foray into Hollywood with the emoji movie?
Oh, yeah, but of course I don't watch my own work.
Oh, okay.
No, that would just be...
Like Meryl.
Yeah, it's important to me. Like I said, my job is important. My job as an emoji, a vessel for human emotions, would be compromised if I were to develop an ego.
Emoji Movie was funny, man.
Oh, yeah?
One of the best, hands down, the best film I've ever seen.
What was your favourite part?
Oh, all of it.
No, specifically, what was your favourite
bit?
Where
one of them emojis comes up and goes, ah, no.
Oh, which one was that again? Remind me.
It was a big one, one of them
big
ones. Big
one.
The ones that all come up and they get around. And then the guy's like, what's all this? And then they're like, nah. You know?
What did you think of the ending? Did you think it was satisfying? Because there's a lot of controversy over that, isn't
there?
No, I
loved it. I thought it was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did you do
it's
the...
It's so weird that they did... I was like, oh, that's a weird choice to do 9/11 again. But like... But, you know, that's what happens.
The juxtaposition of the innocence of the emojis.
Do it again.
Do 9/11 again. Yeah.
Why not?
We've already done it once, you know what I mean?
That's it.
It's boring.
But I liked it. It's still one of my favourite films.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what did you think of Hi Hi in it?
Oh, yeah, real good. I thought that was computer generated, and if I'd have known that I was watching a real entity, I probably would have freaked out a little bit more, just like I am inside right now. Yeah. I feel like a child, and I've just been born again into a new world, except this new world is just as unknown and just as scary, and I don't know anything, you know what I mean? Like, who am I, and what am I doing? I've wasted my life.
I'll put William Shatner. Question number 5. What is both the name of a chocolate bar and the fictional nightclub in the musical Cabaret? What is the name of a chocolate bar and the fictional nightclub in the musical Cabaret?
Yep.
I think
you
I know.
Do you know this one?
I do know this one. This is one of the few things I do know.
I know this one.
Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah, because I starred as
Sally Bowles.
No, I was the MC.
Really?
You were the MC in Cabaret.
Was that in your colourful past?
Yeah, it was inside. We all did this great. We all did this big musical.
It's great how they get the prisoners to engage with the arts these days. Yeah,
it was actually sick, man. It was really
very healing.
Wow,
yeah.
You did Cabaret. Not
welcome
Chicago.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome. Yeah, I fucking smashed it. Everyone came up to me like, oh, fucking Ray.
Who did you perform it for? Were the people coming into the prison?
Yeah, other well, we don't call them, we call them inmates.
Inmates.
And the screws, but yeah.
And were the screws in it? Was it like a sort of an all in? No.
Just maybe we were like, maybe you guys can come in as the Nazis. And then the Nazis were like, we actually take offence to that.
How do you know the name of the bar in Cabaret?
Because Liza Minnelli starred in Cabaret, and Liza Minnelli has a frequent impulse to use me as an emoji.
Yeah.
And
and she's also texting about the bar.
All she ever texts about
in Cabaret, which she did some 50, 60 years
always
ago.
Always talking about the Kit Kat Club. Mm-hmm. Always talking about it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, see that? No, I thought it was a Mars bar.
That's in Chicago.
Well,
it's a wild guess, to be honest.
Kit Kat's available to you, or you could go your own way and use
Mars. No, I'll go Mars bar. I don't want to cheat. I want to be honest with this. I'm doing the quiz, honestly.
Yeah, it's completely up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that emoji answer might be correct, but I don't want to.
It is correct. It is the Kit Kat Club, yeah.
I'm sure
absolutely.
Everybody here can confirm.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's 100% Kit Kat.
I want to put down Mars bar.
Okay, we'll put Mars.
I don't think you're willfully going against it.
Yeah, I mean, that will be.
But I'm doing the quiz, right?
You are, like, it is up to you, yeah.
But this doesn't make sense.
It will be wrong.
It's called the brain's trust, not the brain's mistrust.
Yeah, it's actually. This is actually.
Okay, so you guys are here that I am.
We're here to help you.
Yeah,
we're although it might appear otherwise.
I just thought you were like the comic relief in the podcast.
No,
they're helping.
See, what you're doing is not right.
If you listened to this podcast, you would have known that.
I'm actually you can leave it as Mars if you want, but I will. I'll mark you wrong at the end. That's all.
We're going to have a couple of words afterwards, mate.
I think you should send some of your friends around to
say. I don't need to send a friend. I'm my own friend.
Do you want to leave it as Mars bar?
It's a really upsetting position to be in. You've already written it down, though.
Yeah, well, you were so keen.
You can just as easily cross it out and put the right answer. And if he does, then everything's square. You know,
Put Kit Kat.
Cross out
good,
on. Kit Kat.
Good choice,
thank
mate.
God.
Good choice.
Thank God.
Okay.
In hell, don't ever disrespect the great musical Cabaret like that ever again.
It's a Kit Kat Club, isn't it?
It's a Kit Kat Club.
Yeah. Will I still get the points if I put Kit Kat?
Yeah, because it's the name of both a chocolate bar and a fictional nightclub.
Yeah, we'll put that.
Yeah, good choice.
For some reason, I feel, you know, like dirty, but I'll see.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, Kit Kat it is. Question 6.
We've all got
6.
Dirt on us, mate. We've all got a little bit of dirt, okay?
Nobody's clean.
Yeah.
Nobody gets out of this world clean.
Yeah, we're all lying in the gutters. Yeah. Some of us are looking up in the stars. That's what Oscar Wilde said.
Mm-hmm. He said it with an emoji once, too.
I find that very hard to believe.
Question number 6. The magician, the high priestess, the lovers, and the fool can all be found where? So the magician, the high priestess, the lovers, and the fool could all be emojis, but if they're not emojis, because it does feel like a stretch.
No, they're tarot cards.
Yeah,
oh, the tarot cards.
Yeah, that's absolutely
correct. Tarot cards. You reckon the tarot cards as well? You don't reckon it's Mars?
No.
All right, we'll put tarot cards
then. Put down Mars, mate. See what happens.
Yeah. Question 7. Set to join the NRL in 2023, what will be the name of the competition's newest team? There's a new team in the NRL in a couple of years' time. What's it going to be called? I follow the AFL, not the NRL. I don't know.
It's embarrassing because there are quite a few people that were in the that are in the NRL now that were inside with me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
and which roles did they play in cabaret? One of them, Fräulein Schneider.
Yeah, Fräulein Schneider.
Yeah, was she jacked?
Yeah, oh, big jacked. Everyone got jacked. I got everyone jacked for
you. Yeah. So from maximum, I assume you're in maximum security because you're not allowed overseas, and the sort of laws that you have to break to not be allowed overseas.
Well, it's mainly not
usually land you in max.
Yeah, and it's not. I'd just like to say there wasn't the law that I broke outside. It was the law that I broke inside.
Right.
But then, you know, because, you know, you got a bunch of these clubs and in prison, and sometimes you're like, well, you got to kill this
which
guy.
Club which club did you run?
Clubs or gangs? You mean gangs?
Oh,
you don't mean like Kit Kat like clubs.
No, I wish.
No, not nightclubs. Actual gangs.
Like Snickers, Mars. Yeah, Snickers,
Mars Bar Club, is there something about that? Because you did have a strong reaction to that.
The Mars Bar thing
brought something up.
No, you're projecting.
Wait a second. Are you in my mind?
So what crime did you commit inside?
I don't want to talk about it. You know, I'm here to talk about Jack Brides and jackbrides.com. Okay. I'm not here to talk about, you know, things that I may or may not have done and got convicted for and sent to a maximum security prison.
It's quite a good, like, it's a compelling story promotionally, you know. It's like a rags to riches, a redemption story. You know, you committed murder, let's say. Hypothetically. And then, you know, and you've kind of moved past that and you're now, you're an owner-operator of a business and a website. And
yeah, problem is that no one wants to, you know, sort of, when people find out you're a felon, they're like, oh, maybe you can go on Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get into politics or
write
something.
Write a book.
But I don't want to do either of those things.
But there's a new NRL team.
I want to get Brides jacked.
But there's a new NRL team in 2023. I reckon it's going to be some sort of animal.
Yeah, the snakes.
You want to put the snakes?
Let's put the snakes.
The
Dandenong snakes.
I'll lock in Dandenong snakes. Dandenong needs an NRL team.
They do. Yeah.
You know, it's been too long.
It's about time.
Yeah.
The people have suffered enough.
Question 8. IBID is an abbreviation of the Latin word ibidem, meaning what? I-B-I-D-E-M. Ibidem?
I think I know this.
Do you know how to say it? Because I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it, but they use it in Good Will Hunting. I think it means the same as before.
Okay.
I think he does it when he's defending himself in the thing.
So you know how to spell it, but not say it.
I don't know how to say it. Ibidem?
Sort of like a name.
No. But he says Ibid. He's like quoting legal texts and he's like, blah, 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 Ibid, Your Honour. And I think it means like the same.
Same as before? What's the wording you want to put down? Because we've got, it's, you know, it's going to be an exact meaning of a word.
Yeah.
So, ibidem, meaning what? Latin. Same as before?
I feel same as before was what was in my mind at the start, so I want to stick with that.
All right, we'll stick with that. Question 9. What is the name of both a Scottish town and fabric pattern featuring a teardrop-shaped motif? What is the name of both a Scottish town and fabric pattern featuring a teardrop-shaped motif? Now, Ray, you've got a teardrop-shaped motif on your face.
Yeah.
Tattooed just below your left eye there.
I've got one there.
Is that an homage to the crying face emoji?
No, it's more just lingo. You know, it's a different language. We do not.
Was that to commemorate the
Scottish
town in which you committed your first crime?
I don't want to say that, but,
is it a monument to the person you killed?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that, hypothetically, mate. I don't know.
A desperate face just flashed through my mind, so it is.
Okay.
Well, that puts an end to that.
Yeah.
I can see him.
Well, I see him every time I close my eyes, so...
Are my eyes closed? My eyes are love hearts, so they're permanently open but don't exist at the same
permanently time. Permanently open to love,
aren't they? Permanently open
to... Do you feel that love? Are you in love?
Well, until As of 5 minutes ago, I would have said no. Mm. But now I am love.
Yeah.
I am the concept of love that is within your body and your past.
Yeah.
And
praise that be is what the emoji.
Thank you.
Praise be. Praise be high, high.
Yeah.
Hi, Nancy.
Quite a late change.
It's never too late to change.
No, that's right,
Corin.
Never too late to worship an emoji.
Yeah. What is the name of both a Scottish town and fabric pattern featuring a teardrop-shaped motif?
I reckon it's Paisley.
Paisley.
All right. Sounds like the name of a town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll put Paisley.
Is it a teardrop-shaped?
Yeah, like, Paisley? You know... Right.
Aiden's drawing right now for those.
Yeah, he's
drawing in thin air for those playing along at home.
I'm really just trying to explain it to Ray.
Well, Ray's thinking a lot about the Wizard of Oz right now because he was thinking about gingham, which is on Dorothy's skirt.
Oh.
And actually, he played Dorothy in one of the prison musicals.
And how I got to that is that, you know, because cabaret. And, you know, what's the
Wizard of Oz.
No, Wizard of Oz.
No, Cabaret.
Wicked.
No.
You also played Belinda.
Yes, that is also true. But I was thinking about, what's her face? Who made the Cabaret? Who is in the Cabaret?
Liza Minnelli.
And she's the daughter of
Judy Garland,
who's in Wizard of Oz. So that's how I got there. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I was in that one as well.
Question 10.
This has escalated quite heavily. It's
become aggressive.
We're about to reach some sort of conclusion too.
Recently sold at auction, the artwork Love is in the Bin was created by whom?
I have a guess.
You have a guess?
Yeah, I'd have to guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have to guess?
Oh, the information of the world is available to me if I choose to tap into it.
Oh, great. Well, recently sold at auction, the artwork Love is in the Bin was created by whom?
Courtney Love.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
so like it's a comment on...
She climbed into a bin.
On her.
And that was the performance art.
Courtney Love is in the bin.
And it's called Love is in the Bin.
She climbed into it.
I was going to say Banksy, you know. It probably had like some kind of like trite, like, oh, Love is in the Bin. It's like a bunch of, you know... kids or something, or like, you know, but it's guns.
Stop.
You know, that sort of like, it's like, hey, well, think about that.
A gun made of kids.
Do you ever think about the person you put into a bin?
Yeah, constantly. Yeah, I'm haunted by that moment, and I wish that I could take it back, but I can't.
Do you want to put Banksy, Courtney Love, or go your own way?
Yeah, I was going to guess Banksy as well.
Yeah, I think it's that one that shredded itself, isn't it? That's 10 questions. Surely. How do you feel you did?
I feel like in the quiz, I reckon, like, we as a team did all right, the team that I've reluctantly been a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reluctantly.
Yeah, well, I feel like I was trying to go my own way, but then the Brains Trust kind of broke down the barriers that I had towards teamwork. And
that's what we're about. We're about breaking down those barriers so we can build up that muscle.
We can build up the mass.
Yeah.
Question number one was, The Many Saints of Newark is a prequel film to which long-running television series? You were right in saying The Sopranos.
Come on.
Points off the top. Question two, which river runs through Florence, Italy? You said the Florentina River, but it's the Arno.
Yeah, I would never have got that.
No.
It's too obscure.
Question number three. When referring to pheasant or quail, a brace equals the number two, correct? William Shatner was the Canadian-born actor, became the oldest person to travel into space.
Well.
Both the name of a chocolate bar and the fictional nightclub in the musical Cabaret is Mars Bar. No, it was Kit Kat. Question number six.
You fucking idiot.
You sold that so well. I was like, nerds, man.
Cora gotcha.
Question number six. Was the magician, the high priestess, the lovers and the fool can all be found in a deck of tarot cards?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Set to join the NRL in 2023 are the dolphins.
Close.
Not the snakes.
Dolphins are the snakes of the sea. Exactly.
Ibid is an abbreviation of the Latin word ibidem, which means in the same place.
Oh, come on. So close. What do you reckon?
Close. Yeah, come on, Will.
I think a half a point.
Question nine. What is pretty different. It's rough. What is the name of both a Scottish town and fabric pattern featuring a teardrop-shaped motif? It is indeed Paisley.
Nice one.
And recently sold at auction, Banksy is the artist behind Love Is in the Bin, giving you 7 like out of 10.
That's
seven.
A high score.
Not bad.
That's a high Nancy score.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's right. Your name's Nancy.
Yeah, hi Nancy.
Oh, hi Nancy.
You can call me hi or God.
Praise be hi Nancy. Let hi Nancy's light shine upon us all.
Who's some of the favourite text messages? You know, who's sent some of the favourite text messages that you've ever appeared in, would you say?
I think I'm going to say there's this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Melbourne. Her name's Isabella Vallette.
Right.
Yeah. And her text messages are just so funny. They're just so witty and so clever. She always knows the right thing to say. And she includes me in them a lot, so I would know.
That's great. And do the text messages, she also do tweets and Instagrams and things?
Rarely tweets, but often Instagrams. That's it. Right. She doesn't have much else to say but an emoji on Instagram. So she always posts with a good photo, though.
Okay. Well,
only the best.
Be sure to follow Isabella Vallette. But thank you very much for being here. Hi, Nancy.
Thank you so much. I'm everywhere at once, always and forever.
And Ray Sharp, similar story? Everywhere at once, always and forever?
Well, you know, hopefully soon when I ascend. but until the meantime, if you are a bride and you want to get jacked, it's Ray Sharp, owner-operator of Jack Brides at jackbrides.com. Get jacked and get married.
My friends are actually getting married soon. Ben Russell and Maggie Luke.
Ben Russell, so funny.
Yeah, you like him? So Joe Rogan, Ben
Jeff
Russell,
and
Jeff Bezos.
One of the funniest little dudes, man.
Yeah. I've heard he's jacked.
Yeah, I could snap him, though. I could snap him in two.
Well, not with his dinner plates.
He got dinner plates, too.
He's got some dinner plates,
bloody
all right.
Hell, man. Let's trade dinner plates. Let's get them together and make some fire.
Well, thanks for being here, Ray Sharp. Hopefully we can up some of your trade down at Jack Brides as a result.
Yeah, appreciate that. Jackbrides.com.
And then, Joe, congratulations. 7 out of 10. That's really good, actually, for this quiz.
Fuck that rules, man. I'm glad I did that.
Would that be top 10, Ali?
Probably
top 10.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it.
So that's not really a winner, though. Not the top one.
No.
Top 5.
That goes from Tim Hewitt.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah,
10 out of 10?
Yeah, I've been training Tim for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my two most jacked brides around.
Yeah. And Matt Stewart's got 10 out of 10 too.
Got 10.
Yeah, I've been training Matt Stewart too. One of the most jacked brides of all. Yeah.
And they say there's no prize for getting 10 out of 10 on this show, but the prize is you will get mentioned pretty much every episode.
Yeah,
that's the prize.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not for you. So 7 out of 10. Everyone's coming out of lockdown now in Melbourne. You know, it's we're back in, so people might be able to see you live.
They can. They can actually. I'm recording my first special in like next Friday, and that'll be out by like mid December.
Great.
So look for that. It's called Taco. It's about how I'm half Colombian. My mum got knocked up backpacking, and I met my biological father 2 years ago.
And got knocked up with you. You were the result of that.
The result. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Thank you for catching me there.
Yeah. It's not just a story about your mum.
To be honest, I feel like we're wrapping up, and I was like, don't fucking hog the limelight on this on this plug, mate. And you've really helped me out there. Thank you.
That's perfect. So that'll be out mid-December. That is Wax Quizzle for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.